I believe Nats center fielder Jacob Young comes out to this this song, and I think that's kind of cool. I think it might be like the Jay-Z remix, but I still think it's cool. All right, B, let's check in around the NFL.
Let's go.
Did you get to watch anything last night?
Yeah, my eyelids.
All right, fine. I watched Saints-Niners, and the Saints came out with serious our head coach just smashed a watermelon energy. Like, the Saints were on fire. And I kind of can understand it because you're going out to San Fran, and I think, remember we had Derek Carr the other day, we read the quotes where he said they feel that they're 10 times better than they were last year, and the Saints seem really ready to, like, hit the ground. Right. Do you think playing the, let's really get serious about this card on August 18th is prudent, or is it a little premature?
It's prudent for them because they're playing, the 49ers were the team that played in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So anytime you play against them, whether it's preseason or whatever, you want to basically go out there and compare yourself to, judge yourself against them. And you have to play like that. I'm sure the coach is like, yeah, they were in the Super Bowl last year. Let's see what we are.
All right. Now we go to the Midwest. Patrick Mahomes was 11 of 18 last week, including that behind-the-back pass to Kelsey. Andy Reid came out and said, starters won't play Thursday's preseason finale against the Bears.
Okay.
Any reaction?
I mean, it's Pat Mahomes.
He said all the starters.
If we're going to say any, but it's if you got Pat and his crew and the coach believe they're ready, they've won the last two Super Bowls. You can say, okay, yeah. Other teams don't have that same clout.
I agree. I still am more surprised that Andy has them all play in the first two than giving them the third one off.
He probably tell them, depending on how y'all play, it's like, I'm a deal with you all in the last game, and you see they went out there and laid it all on the line.
Right. Gerard Mayo, first-year head coach of the New England Patriots, asked about the starting quarterback. We're probably going to see these guys Sunday night against the Commanders. Asked about his starting quarterback. We still don't know right now. We have another preseason game and then a week after that. When I know, I'll let you know. Who do you think it is?
Gerard has a little bit of Belichick in him. But you don't have the same success that he has, so you have to chill out a little bit sometimes.
It feels like it's going to be Jacoby, but I would hardly say it's a given. And we're going to have Phil Perry from Boston joining us tomorrow and kind of give us the latest on that. You think it's going to be Jacoby?
Seems that way.
I don't know that this is how Gerard Mayo thinks, but in a self-preservation NFL, if you go with the veteran, people might expect you to win a little bit at least. If you go with the rookie, expectations are pretty damn low.
If you go with the veteran, you still got the rookie to always go to. He's now ready. We're going to go to him and play that card.
Have you heard any of this Brian Flores stuff?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Tua obviously played for Brian Flores, and Tua has talked about how much he enjoys playing for Mike McDaniel, and they've obviously found some real success. This is Tua talking about playing for Brian Flores. To put it in its simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you didn't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be there, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. You are accurate. You are the best. You are this. You are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You could be the president of the United States. If you have a terrible person that's telling you things you don't want to hear or that you probably shouldn't be hearing, you're going to start to believe that about yourself. He's talking about Flores, the way Flores spoke to him as a young...
Yeah, but I think both could be true. He could have sucked. And the owner could have been trying to force Flores to play him. In this situation, Mike comes in, you fit his system. So he praises you because he wants you to get there. Maybe Flores wanted to play somebody else, didn't want Tua there. So, I mean, it could be both of those things could be truthful.
Now I'm reading.
But I do believe people normally will believe what the hell they hear consistently.
I agree with that. I'm reading from Pro Football Talk. During the 21 season, Flores was fixated on trading for Deshaun Watson. It nearly happened before the season started. It contributed, we heard at the time, to Tua's decision to decline a captain designation as week one approached. Now, there were a lot of conversations about Miami potentially trading for Deshaun.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Even leading up to the trade deadline. You know, I think if Brian Flores came up working for Belichick and Belichick was somewhere between Belichick was a permanent hard ass. Can we say that? Yeah. Like Flores probably just thinks that's the way you handle quarterbacks. And maybe Tua didn't like, I mean, who knows, but this is now McDaniel's third year down there, isn't it? It's kind of water under the bridge now, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great look for Flores, but some football coaches are kind of jerks, man. It happens.
Yep.
Odell Beckham, not practicing this week. He didn't practice when we were there. I did kind of see him to the side running around.
Yeah, with that big, which car, like a bunch
parachute
of car,
type thing. Yeah. The resistance band. What do you think reasonable expectations are for Odell at this point?
Just hope to get him into half of the games. He gets nixed up.
His best season 2 years ago, I guess that's 3 years ago now, when he got traded to the Rams, they made the run to the Super Bowl. He blew out his knee in the Super Bowl, missed all of 22. And last year, how about this as my question? Last year he signed with Baltimore, and there was so much excitement about Odell in Baltimore. He finished the year, he played in 14 games, 35 catches, 565 yards.
Okay.
I think Lamar's the better quarterback, but I think Miami's offense has
Miami
more.
Offense will give him a better opportunity because
right.
He's going to have to be one-on-one.
Tyreek's on the field.
You're gonna worry,
and Waddle.
You're trying to worry about Tyreek and Waddle, and you also got to pay attention to their backfield. So he may end up with a damn third or fourth corner or a linebacker trying to check in.
Do you think 35 catches, 565 yards, and three touchdowns, you going over or under that Odell in Miami this year?
If he's healthy,
that's
the whole
what he
year.
Did last year.
He doesn't have to be healthy the whole year. I go over,
but that's part of the equation here.
Yeah,
I'm tempted to go under, man.